A very good morning to you, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Quick question. Can you hear that noise? No, neither can I. Where am I? I am stood towards the top end of the Upper Derwent Valley, and I'm stood on the banks of the Howden Reservoir, and there is not another soul in sight. 9:24 in the morning on a very crisp September morning. I'm not quite sure if you will be able to remember, but a few days ago, maybe a week, I recorded a boo saying that I'd been longing to get to a particular area in the Peak District. I'm very near where I said I wanted to go. I've changed my plan a wee bit, and I've come to the Upper Derwent Valley to have a random aimless wander. I've got a quick, basic outline of where I'm going to head to, but I'm just going to leave it open-ended today. So I'm going to park here now and leave the car at the very top of the road that leads up the Upper Derwent Valley next to the three reservoirs. So you've got Lady Bower Reservoir, Derwent, and then Howden. And if you come to the top of the sealed road, you come to a roundabout, and I'm just parked in the little lay-by at the very top of that road, just short of the roundabout now. And it's such a beautiful morning. I can hear the squirrels jumping about in the pine trees around me. I didn't pass any other people on the road. I've seen no other walkers, nor have I seen any cyclists either. And this is what I've been craving for the last month or so. Obviously, I appreciate that the more people come out here, the more investment is brought here, the more cash is brought to the area, and it can only be a good thing. But sometimes it does get a little bit too crowded. And I luckily work 4 days on and get 4 days off, so my days off constantly change. And I get time off in the middle of the week, which is when I choose to go walking to try and stay away from the crowds a little bit. And obviously I'm not antisocial or anything like that, I just like to have my own space and to be able to walk wherever I want to go. I'm just going to walk down the bank, leaving the road. I'm leaving my car open with the keys in, but oh well, there's no one about. And here we are. I'm now stood on the very bank, very edge of the Howden Reservoir. If I take one more step forward, then I shall be in the drink, so to speak. Wow. It's such a beautiful area, and it's very popular with cyclists. You can rent bikes from the cycle hire spot at Fairholmes, which is just on the edge of Lady Bower. And there is a nice circuit that you can do from Fairholmes or any of the car parks, really, a nice circular route that encompasses all three reservoirs. And I'm not sure if you'll remember, I did the Derwent Valley Heritage Way a few weeks ago, and that ends just shy of where I am now, in a place called Heatherdene, which is on the bank of Lady Bower. So the River Derwent feeds these three reservoirs, along with a few other small streams. But this morning I'm going to be walking to the very top of the River Derwent to a place called Swain's Greave. Right, so I'm just going to walk back up to the car now, get my boots on, pack everything in the bag, and then get moving. So this is it, folks. This is what I've been craving for the last few weeks. Some silence and time up on the high moors. Okay, speak to you all soon.